It's the stuff of science fiction and spy stories. An electromagnetic pulse that can cripple everything from stoplights to computers to the defense grid. Tonight, correspondent Doug McElway tells us just how real a possibility an EMP is.
It was a campaign promise Iranian President Rouhani made last May. Quote, death to America is easy. We need to express death to America with action. The easiest way for some rogue state to do that, say some, would be by EMP, or electromagnetic pulse. It's a burst of gamma rays. Even low-yield nuclear weapons produce them. Detonated at the right altitude over the U.S., an EMP could fry the circuitry of electronics all over the country.
That means no water. That means no food. That means no telecommunications. That means no transportation. That means no medical supplies.
We started pushing in the cops game and they're herding us like cattle.
This clip from a recent National Geographic special gives us a sense of what life might be like after an EMP attack. If it sounds far-fetched, consider that last July, a steamer owned by Iran's ally, North Korea, was found in Panama hiding nuclear-capable SA-2 missiles under 10,000 tons of sugar. Experts believe Russia has given EMP technology to North Korea. Our sun also produces EMPs through coronal ejections. A big one called the Carrington event occurred in 1859. Telegraph offices and lines caught fire. Experts say our electric grid is no better protected today than telegraph lines were then.
The extremely high voltage transformers, which are the heart of the system, cost several million dollars each and are only made, last time I looked, in South Korea and Germany. And it takes years to stand in line and get them built.
Last decade, Congress created a commission to examine the problem. One official suggested then that cost plays a role. Quote, utilities focus on achieving minimum regulatory requirements rather than designing a comprehensive approach to system security. In a statement to Fox News, the Department of Defense downplayed the threat. Quote, the department is unaware of any increase in the threat of a deliberate destructive use of an EMP device. Further, any reporting to the contrary by those without access to current threat assessments is both reckless and irresponsible. Even if rogue states never launch an EMP, the sun likely will. All the better, say some, for utilities to harden up the grid at the cost to consumers of only a few dollars a year. Brett?
Doug, thank you.